Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's see. Oakland has failed to issue a $350 million bond that would have enabled the city to build up to 2,400 units of affordable housing over the next 6 years. For more of this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, I think voters really hate to approve spending like this and not have it spent.
Yeah, it's tough to get voters to say yes these days. But, you know, Oakland voters did say yes in 2022 to the idea of spending more. I mean, the average homeowner would have been like $400 or $500 more a year to increase, you know, the number of affordable housing units that could be built in the city. That's kind of a dream wish. But also, I think one of the big selling points of this was to get the streets back fixed up. I mean, you know, Oakland is notorious for its crumbling streets, and this would have had money in there, a good chunk of money for streets, but they haven't issued the bond. Now, a bond is basically like taking out a loan. You take out a loan, and then over the years, the taxpayers pay it back. It's not the best way to do ongoing maintenance, because basically you're borrowing money for what you should have already had in hand. But the long and the short of it is, they went to put the bond out, which is basically go ask anybody ready to invest and, you know, let us lend us the money. And their credit rating is so bad they have to pull it back, because if they went and issued the bond, the terms were so lousy they wouldn't get enough money for it.
Yeah, I've seen this happen before in cities where they're having money issues. Their credit rating drops and the bonds you would issue are not worth the face value of the bonds.
Right. And that's this real catch-22. And then you don't have the money to fix the streets. I mean, you can live without maybe the affordable housing that's out there on the horizon. But streets are pretty basic, Eric, as you point out. And we've seen it. Your credit rating drops, and that makes it tougher to sell the bonds. So they're saying maybe we can go back later this year. Well, I with a new idea or a new package. But the way Oakland's finances are with their ongoing budget deficits, I'm not sure their finances are going to look any better. But I got to tell you this, and this is a bit of the inside story, is even if they had the money, Eric, they don't seem to be able to get the job done. A few years back, they made a big deal about it, announcing that they were going to pave 400 miles of Oakland streets. They haven't even, I don't even know if they've broken 100 miles so far, maybe 50. The point is that they don't have the staff, they don't have the engineers, and they don't have the contractors to do the work. So even if you give Oakland the money, there's a chance it might just be sitting there for a while waiting for them to figure out and get it done. It's a rough look for the city. It's a rough ride, and it's going to get rougher, both financially for the city and on the city streets.
Yeah, just ask my tires about that. And, you know, this is one of the most basic things that citizens expect from their city.
You know, you can't get much more basic than the streets. I mean, that's what people expect. They say, of all the promises, of all anything, at least let me drive my car around without having to get it realigned every time I hit a pothole, which is usually when I pull out of the garage after I got it realigned. You're absolutely right. It's a basic and it's a visual representation that things are not working. And I think for Oakland, it's a statement. Even if we can't get the money because we're hurting, and even if we got the money, we can't necessarily get the job done. Any way you look at it, it's not a pretty picture. And also, really on the kicker of this, is in a couple of weeks, Oakland taxpayers are going to be asked to go to the polls and possibly approve another tax to help bail out the city. You think some advertisement like bad streets is going to help him say yes? I don't think so.
No, I think you're right. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.